The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord. The Christian journey is always one, at least as we receive it in the Gospels, in the Scriptures, and in the history of the Church, is one from going from a place of exile to a place of freedom. Like Jeremiah is proclaiming this great joy because the people of Israel are going from this time of exile and servitude to a time of freedom and back to the promised land. It's a journey from a darkness to a light. It's a journey from being blind to being able to see. So the story of Bartimaeus is a story that should speak to our hearts, but also it's one that is familiar to the Christian person. Because we all have a story of some kind where we once didn't know Jesus very well, and then suddenly we encountered him and we came to know. We came to see. We came into a great love that we can never turn back from. Bartimaeus is historically an important figure. One, because only Mark gives him a name. In the other Gospels, any of the miracles of the blind being able to see, they aren't named. But Mark specifically tells us, this is Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, a blind beggar from Jericho. He gives us a lot of information about him. I think maybe Mark wanted us to be able to relate to Bartimaeus a little more than the others who have gone from blindness to being able to see. So Bartimaeus is on this road like he's always been, many days before, and he is watching, at least from his ears and from what he could hear and feel, he hears and he sees and he knows that there's this crowd going by. And he heard that Jesus was near. And as he hears the believers and the disciples of Jesus walk by, from the depths of his heart, he cries out, "Jesus, son of David, have pity." I don't think Bartimaeus is as blind as we might think. Bartimaeus has this burning desire within him to encounter and to see and to know and to believe in Jesus. Spiritually, Bartimaeus is every one of us. Consider first where he is. He's on the roadside. He's sitting there watching the crowd go by. How many of us are like that in our own faith? We're sitting on the sidelines and we're watching the disciples of the Lord go by with great joy and great belief. And for some reason, we're not getting in. We're not stepping out into the crowd. We're not becoming a part of the church like God calls us to be. Bartimaeus is on the side of the road, wishing he could get up and go follow the Lord. What is he doing? He's begging. Even of Jesus, he's begging. Lord, have mercy on me, please. He spent his whole life begging for something. There's an emptiness he recognizes in himself. A sadness, even. And so he spends his life begging for that emptiness to be filled. Until Jesus walks by. Jesus, you're the one that I want. Have mercy on me. Do you spend your life begging and calling out and filling the emptiness with things that do not fulfill? What does Bartimaeus want? Well, he asks, or he cries out for mercy. But what he really wants is not only mercy, which means he wants to be forgiven, but he also wants to be loved. But he also calls out for Jesus. He desires Jesus. He wants Jesus to fill that deepest desire of his heart. And finally, when he's called by the Lord, which we are all called at some point in our life, called by the Lord to a greater service, to a greater love, what does he ask for? Sight. Bartimaeus is us. He is every sinner. He is the church. He is Israel coming out of exile into the promised land. Bartimaeus is asking for the ability to see with faith, to see with the deepest desire of his heart, the truth that is Jesus Christ. He is the person who didn't know Jesus, but suddenly something clicks. Something changes. And now all I want is to know the Lord. All I want is Jesus Christ. Some years back, there was a documentary that came out that I wonder if any of you saw. It's called Into Great Silence. It's a powerful documentary about the life of a group of Cartusian monks from France. And the whole documentary is in silence because these Cartusian monks, they take a vow of strict silence. The only time they speak out during the day is when they're in prayer. The whole day is filled with prayer and work. They pray together. They pray in their rooms. They each have a specific little kneeler and prayer space. They pray when they're working. Their whole day is prayer. A little bit about the documentary, and you can find it on form.org. You can find it in a lot of different ways. You can find it on YouTube, I think, now. When they first came to ask the monks if they could do this documentary and film them and invade their space, the abbot of the community first said, "Let us think about it, let us pray about it." And it wasn't like it was a month later or a couple of months later. It was like something like 5 or more years later that they came back and said, "Now you can do it." In other words, they take a lot of time to discern things. At the end of the documentary, which is completely in silence except for bells and chanting and some of these just normal sounds you hear in the monastery, they interview one monk. They allow one monk to be interviewed. And they choose one of the oldest monks of the monastery, who is not only elderly, but he is blind. And he wasn't blind his whole life. His blindness came over him later on because of old age and sickness and things of these sorts. And so they're talking to this monk who is blind, and he has this amazing insight on the love of God, on the reason why we're here, on the purpose of our life, that we have to go to the Lord. And they ask him, "When you were blind, what did you say to God? When your blindness came, how did you bring that to the Lord in prayer?" And he said, "I thanked the Lord for my blindness. I said, 'Thank you.' Because afterwards, I was able to see something that I couldn't see before." In other words, there was this sight and this love and this knowing that welled up in him, that for the rest of his life, he said, would help me to be one with God. The whole of the Christian story is this movement from darkness to light. Bartimaeus wants sight, but what he really comes to see, which actually means scripturally, when you see the word seeing, it means to know. What he comes to know is that the true desire is to be a follower of the way, to be a follower of Jesus Christ, to be a true disciple of the Lord. What's the path of the disciple? Well, it's the path of Bartimaeus. First, you call out to the Lord. Then you recognize that Jesus is calling you. Then you ask the Lord for sight. You ask him for sight, to know and to love and to remain in that love. And finally, the disciple, after he spends a lifetime learning to see with the eyes of God, the last movement of the disciple is to never look back. You don't live in the past. The disciple of Jesus lives in the present and looks toward eternal life with God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.